Yesterday, Governor Inslee proposed extending the Boeing tax breaks to 2040. That is if Boeing decides to make the 777X here in the state and make its composite wings here as well. Union groups and legislators say that other states are aggressively seeking Boeing's business, and we have to be careful. The tax breaks were put in place 10 years ago. They induced Boeing to build the 787 here. They're set to expire in 2024. When they were first put in, the tax breaks were projected to save the industry $3.2 billion over the 20 years of the plan. At his talk yesterday, the governor cited studies that the industry has saved $1.4 billion so far. Study says the industry also brought in $3 billion to state coffers over that time. Republican State Senator Doug Erickson of the 42nd Legislative District, which encompasses about a third of Bellingham, Ferndale, Points East, says that the tax breaks were a good model to follow to keep Boeing manufacturing in Washington State.
But going forward, I think it'll take more than just tax policy to make sure that we're continuing to build our manufacturing aerospace base here in Washington. So it comes down to those big factors, you know. How expensive is it to build a plane here? It comes down to taxes, regulations, and permitting. And also we need to increase our commitment to higher education, focusing people into the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, to prepare people to work for the Boeing Company here in Washington State in the future.
Those, of course, are what the governor is talking about, what the legislature is talking about. Is that happening?
Well, it's all in the details. You know, tax breaks are never easy. In Washington State, where you have many people that want to grow the government, anytime you reduce the tax load in one area, you have to fill it in somewhere else. So we have to figure that one out. When it comes down to labor law, it is very difficult to find those compromises to make it work. And when you come to environmental permitting, it's a tough issue here in Washington State, but it's one we have to get a handle on. So while a lot of people will use the same language, highlight the same issues, the solutions we put on the table might be different. And I think we need to be listening to the Boeing Company and the other large manufacturers in terms of the messages they're sending us, in terms of solutions they would like to see.
What's the concern, Doug Erickson, about the environmental impact of expanding the Renton plant?
Well, here in Washington State, we're going through some pretty complex new rules out of the Department of Ecology when it comes to overall contaminant loads in our waterways. And there are some good arguments to be made that perhaps the Department of Ecology is trying to make those requirements too stringent, actually getting to levels that we can't even measure to. In our waterways. This would have a huge negative impact on the ability to get permits to expand facilities in Washington. And so we want to protect the environment, and the Boeing Company and the companies in my district are great environmental stewards, but we can't set a bar so high that they are not able to meet it. And so we have to be very focused in on that going forward, and we're trying to work very hard with the governor's office and his people, Department of Ecology, to make sure that this new program going forward actually works.
Where do you see the bar being set too high in terms of ecology's efforts in specific?
Well, right now we're going through a process on what's called fish consumption. And it is a level of discharge into our waterways that could have an impact on fish. The dilemma we get into is the measurement system and the methodology the Department of Ecology has indicated they would like to use. Is it a level you can't even measure to? I'm learning new terms like picograms and quad millions in terms of the levels they want to measure to. And so we have to balance that out against our manufacturing job base and keeping our economy strong. So I think we can do both. We can have a level that works to protect the environment, and we can also keep manufacturing jobs here in Washington State. So these corporations are not asking to be polluters. They're simply asking to have standards that are achievable and measurable so we can move forward.
Labor laws. Boeing pays its workers more here than it does in other states. How do we compete with that?
Well, I think what they're looking for at the Boeing Company is just like other manufacturers, which is to bring balance to the system, make sure we have a workers' compensation system that works, make sure our unemployment insurance system in Washington State does not create an undue burden on employers, and really to make us a fair and competitive state when it comes to those areas. Controversial issue, but hopefully we can use the Boeing 777X as a catalyst to make sure we're making reforms, again, that not only benefit the Boeing Company, but benefit other job creators here in Washington State.
Now, the governor is saying that these tax breaks brought in $3 billion into the state, and it saved these companies $1.4 billion. I understand the trade-off, but as a Republican, why does it make sense to give tax breaks to any private industry?
Well, I think what you're looking for is a tax code that keeps companies here. And going forward, this is one of the most difficult aspects we'll be dealing with, because one of the things that I have advocated for is a fair and balanced and flatter and wider tax system. So anytime you start doing industry-specific tax carve-outs, it makes the rest of the system much harder and places more of a burden on other manufacturers. So we'll continue to work with Boeing, but tax breaks alone are not the answer to keeping companies like this in Washington State. It has to be a comprehensive package that we're looking at that will deal with the issues that are important to overall competitiveness, not only competing with South Carolina, but competing with foreign countries.
You support what the governor is proposing? Do you have enough detail?
I support that the governor is stepping up to this one and making it a push, you know, to keep the Boeing company here. We don't have much time, and we got to push harder. And I'm looking forward to working with the governor to try to get that done because, you know, I think partisanship ends at the Boeing gate when we're trying to keep these jobs here in Washington State. And we need to make sure the Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals are coming together to keep these jobs here. And one thing we have to keep in mind, when you keep Boeing jobs here, it's not just about Boeing. It's about the hotels and restaurants and car dealers and everybody else who profits off of having these good-paying manufacturing jobs here in Washington State.
That is Republican State Senator Doug Erickson. He's the chair of the Senate Energy, Environment, and Telecommunications Committee.